All right, let's go down to Arizona, bring in one of our favorite Giants of all time. He's a commentator on Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, and that is our good friend Richie Aurelia joins us right now.
Hey, Rich.
On KBR 680. Richie, how are you?
I'm great, Marty. How's your marathon going today?
Man, let me tell you something. You haven't seen anything yet. Are you coming up here for any of this?
I'm hoping to get up maybe next series.
All right. Well,
there'll be a next series.
All right, but let me tell you something, Richie. You played a lot of ball in this park, and you've seen a lot of things here. You ain't seen nothing yet until you see the excitement around this ball club now. This is something else.
Oh, it's great. You know, I mean, I think that all kind of got started 2 years ago in 2010 when, nothing was really expected of the Giants and going all the way and winning the World Series. And, you hear the guys on this team and that team talk about how great the fans are. And listen, I played 11 years of my career there, and you're not going to find better fans in baseball that are going to come out and support their team than the Giants fans. And, this is what they live for, and now they got it. So I'm excited for them, and I'm excited for the city.
All right. Hey, JT was on with us earlier. Rich Aurelia joins us, and JT was in the clubhouse. He said, boy, the guys are loose. They're watching a little college football. You know, everything is just status quo. You think it's game 59 rather than game one of a very important series. You think that's good, bad? Or what would you be looking for? And you've been through this kind of series. What was it like in your clubhouse?
Well, I think it's great to be relaxed because the first thing that's going to happen is right when you get on that field for a first pitch – or first thing, the adrenaline is going to kick in then. So there's no need to get all hyped up and get yourself going and trying to motivate yourself. That's going to be there naturally when you get on the field. But I think what's kind of nice is that I think this team kind of, acts the way that two of their leaders act, and that's Buster Posey and Matt Cain. Those two guys are understated players. They just go about their business, play the game the right way. And that's how the clubhouse seems to be now with those two guys leading that ball club.
Hey, Rich, talk about the shortstop, Brandon Crawford. I mean, the butterfly's got to be kicking in on him right now, right? And how will that influence his throws over to first and whatnot?
You know what? The way I look at it, being a former shortstop, I hope he gets a ground ball hit to him like right in the first inning.
Right away.
I was going to ask you that. You want to be in the action right away, right?
Right away. Good call.
Absolutely. I mean, just get it over with, get the nerves done with, and move on to your first at bat. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be nerves for a lot of those guys that haven't been through this before. But as soon as you get one inning under your belt or see that first pitch of your first at bat, everything kind of goes away, and then you got to get back to the mode of, okay, this is, it's not just another game, but you have to play it like it's just another game. Because if you press or you try too hard, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah, you can't run yourself out of an inning, and things are magnified, but you have to play regular baseball. Rich Aurelia is here with us. Richie, Matt Cain and Cueto. Now, these are two really veteran pitchers. They've been around before. Cueto close to a 20-game winner this year. Cain, of course, the perfect game, the All-Star game and everything else. What goes through their mind at this point? I asked JT this. Can there be over-scouting for the pitchers? In other words, you give them too much information, or you just say, hey, here's the ball. Go pitch your game.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee you that Dave Righetti has pretty much told Matt Cain to go out and do what he's done all year. I mean, he knows these hitters. He's been in the league long enough, and he has the experience. Matt's pitched in big games before. Like you said, he started an All-Star game. He's pitched in the postseason before very well. Johnny Cueto, on the other hand, he's not as experienced as Matt. I don't know how they're going to handle him with the scouting reports and stuff. But usually when you get to this time of year, you always get your advanced scouts that are trying to pump you with too much information. Handle these guys the same way you handle them during the season, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way because, I was thinking about Cueto. You say, well, look, watch out for Posey and, watch out for Pence. And all of a sudden he's not throwing that slider on the outside part of the plate, and Pence whacks one into the right field corner.
Yeah, absolutely. And each team is going to have probably that one guy that they say, hey, don't let this guy beat you.
Right.
And,
JT
for
said
me, it's probably
that.
Buster Posey. It's Buster Posey. And for the Reds, it's probably going to be, Joey Votto or maybe Jay Bruce. I mean, it depends on any given day. But, you know, that's pretty much the way I would go into it. Say, hey, don't let this guy beat you. If you can pitch around him, if need be, then do that and go get the next guy.
Hey, Rich, you played at Cincinnati. You played the Great American Ballpark. You know what's up with that launching pad. I wonder if it's going to play differently in the fall than it would in the summer. I'd imagine it would. But what about Barry Zito? He already had one game he pitched there this year, six innings, one earned. You think that he'd be your pitcher for the third game?
Well, I don't know. And Marty and I, when I saw Marty the other day, we actually talked about this. You know, I personally get nervous about fly ball pitchers pitching in Cincinnati. The guys that I've seen have, you know, extended success there as starters are, you know, with the exception of Bronson Arroyo probably, are guys that are power pitchers. You need the strikeouts there. You need a good sinker to get ground balls because, you know, listen, I went from hitting at the Giants ballpark for a long time, and then I went to Cincinnati, and I felt like I died and went to heaven. I mean, the ball flies out of there. So, you know, those balls you see in San Francisco that are 410 feet to the right center field gaps that are out, those balls are going to be 20 rows up in Cincinnati regardless of the weather. So that's my one concern about, you know, having – you know, a guy like Barry pitch in that ballpark.
You know, thinking about Dusty Baker, Bruce Bochy, Rich, these are two veteran managers, and I put the question this way. Bochy has managed expertly over the last couple of months, and even before that, but really over the last couple of months with the way he's handled the bullpen. Dusty Baker lost Votto. The team lost Votto. They won 22 out of 25 and put away the Central. Do you expect them to change it all, in other words, in the playoff, or do you do what you've done over the last couple of months, which for Bochy means, you know, starter gets in trouble in the sixth inning, I'm going to get that bullpen in right now?
Well, I think what Bochy will probably do is work some matchups more. You know, you have the per se fifth starter in the bullpen now, you know, whether it's Vogelsong or whatever. So, you know, I could see Bochy going a little deeper with Matt Cain and Bumgarner as opposed to the other starters right now. But I think they would just do matchups more in the postseason than they would in the regular season. And listen, I got to give Bruce Bochy credit. I've watched him manage for a long time on the opposite side. I played for Bochy. And for me, the job he did this year with some of the issues they had with losing Brian Wilson early and trying to patchwork that bullpen, especially after Casilla lost the closer's job, and having a pretty much a rookie shortstop who he was trying to get in the game mostly when he felt like he could succeed, and then having confidence in a guy like Arias when he's filling in for Sandoval. Those things, you know, should not go unnoticed. He's done an unbelievable job of managing this year, managing the club, managing the game, and managing, you know, the different personalities on that ball club. So my hat goes off to him.
Yeah, and I think, honestly, you're right. Matchups are the key. They don't want to burn the bullpen by committee early because they want to have these guys at the end.
This series is that the Giants will have three left-handed pitchers, if I'm not mistaken, in the bullpen.
Right.
Going, you know, in the middle of that lineup, you have Joey Votto and Jay Bruce, you know, so that gives you more flexibility earlier in the game. If there's a big point in the sixth inning where you need need to get an out, you have the opportunity to bring a lefty in because you have two more after that.
Boy, all right, give me a little prediction here. How do you think this series will play out? They're two good teams. One team doesn't hit a lot of home runs here. They're great on the road. That's the Giants. Then you get the Reds. You talk to Chris Spire and some of these people and associated with the Reds. They're moaning and groaning about the offense. How do you think this thing will play out?
Well, I what I'm looking for is this game to go five games. I think in San Francisco, I think the games will be low scoring. I think once they move to Cincinnati, it'll be a high scoring, you know, or not high, but a little bit higher. And I think the key is how the Giants hitters late in the game are going to fare against Chapman. I know they haven't seen him a lot. You know, anybody that throws 100 miles an hour is a guy that's pretty intimidating. But I think that the matchups here and the bullpens, I think, are going to dictate who wins this series. You know, I'm saying Giants in five just because of their experience that they have from 2 years ago. So not only am I picking them, but you know what? You know, Marty, I'm rooting for those guys.
I know Giants fans
are
excited.
You can't do that, right? Yeah, you want
to
come back. You do want
to
come back. I know that. you know, but you know, you look at Crawford, and I want your opinion on Crawford and Belt. And these are two very young players. But we're talking Gold Glove perhaps for Crawford. And Belt is as good a first baseman as they've had since JT was here. They are young in this playoff. Defense is important. I'm with you. I hope they get a lot of tests early.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, anytime you have young players out there, of course you're going to have a little, you know, nervousness and concern if you're putting them out there every day in the postseason. But you know what? They've had Brandon and both Brandon's there all year, and they have a lot of confidence in those guys. And for Brandon Belt to actually bounce back from that start he had and to end up the season hitting, you know, close to 280, I mean, that says a lot about a young player. So I'm confident those guys will go out. And, you know, I'm not looking for them to have a huge series, but if they just do what they're supposed to do, they'll help the team, you know, as much as anybody.
Give the fans a little advice. Rich Aurelio with us. The five-game series, the ebb and flow, the back and forth of a five-game series. Give the fans advice as to what to expect.
I don't know if they could expect as much torture as 2 years ago.
I know, but it's built in.
They have no choice, right?
Yeah.
No, I think these first two home games, the Giants fans need to really enjoy them and really get into the game because, you know, with this new format this year, you don't know if you're going to see these guys again. And I know how those players feel. They love playing in front of that crowd. I always did. They do. And the crowd really does make a difference. If you tell me, ask those Oakland A's guys how they felt the other day when they had 30,000 people going crazy in the stands, if they felt better then or if they felt better in the middle of July when they had 5,000.
What does the crowd do for you as a player?
Oh, it gets you up, you know? I mean, it's not like you really – you don't hear it. You don't hear what they're saying, but just the energy in the building and the energy in yourself when you're playing out there to have 40,000 people. And you know what? Whether it's cheering you or booing you on the road, it's still a great atmosphere. So you got to take it in, not get too pumped up.
Okay.
Just stay within yourself and play your game.
Good advice. All right, good advice.
Yeah, I wonder, I was thinking, can it get you too jacked up? Can it get you too pumped up to where you may make a mistake? But Rich addressed that. Hey, Rich, let me ask you this. The two cities, the two mayors of San Francisco, Mayor Ed Lee and the Cincinnati mayor, you know, they've got their off-the-field bet, whatever city wins.
Chili, right?
Yeah, Chili's on the line here. And, Rich, you've played and lived in both cities. That's kind of a sucker's bet because Cincinnati is known for their chili, right?
Yeah, but you know what, dude? I looked at that stuff when I played there, and I wouldn't go within 10 feet of it. It doesn't look very
No, it's dangerous. They warn you about it.
You know, being an Italian guy,
yeah.
I mean, it basically looks like chili on top of spaghetti, and that's Not for me.
Not for Rich. That's right. That's
all right, boy. Hey, you picked the Giants in five, which means a five-game series. Fans are going to be up and down, up and down. This five-game series, Richie, if it goes five, boy, we're going to have group therapy for the fans.
Woof.
I'll tell you. And you know what? I know they have a big weekend there this weekend with a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, it's great for the fans, great for the city, and you know, if there's one place I'd rather be right now, it'd be right there sitting next to you guys watching the
team. All right. Well, I hope you're here for the NLCS, and we'd love to have you here and have you and JT here, and it would be a great show. I know the fans have the utmost respect for you, and they love to see you, so I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Rich.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Have fun today.
All right. That is Rich Aurelio.
Good stuff.
Nice
stuff.
To have him, right. Boy, very nice to have Rich Aurelio.